So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest is a relationship phenomena. She is so much fun. She's also a marketing expert. She's an inspirational speaker. She is a number one best-selling author, and she's a consultant. Her name is Dana Lewis. Welcome, Dana.
Hello, Erica.
And are you in your Monterey home or your San Francisco home? I mean, really, let's just have the most beautiful places on the planet to call home.
I'm in San Francisco. Cold, rainy, beautiful. It's actually beautiful, though. Wintry day.
You know, Dana and I have gone back and forth a couple times over the years supporting each other's work in the world. And I remember a time before relationship was eased for you. And do you want to remember back to that time for us and just share with us a little bit of what changed for you in the whole world of relationship?
It's interesting because it's you know, I've been married, divorced, single life, dated, and I've actually had like some fun relationships, some fun dating experiences. But when I look at the relationship piece, I remember when I was married, and it was just a combination of that not being what I knew was possible, and then being in a town that wasn't what I knew was possible, and career, like all of those things came together. And I just remember being like, literally, I would go into the restroom at work and like have anxiety attacks. Like my hair was falling out. And like I wasn't sleeping, and I was like, there was just so much turmoil and just frustration because I knew that something else was possible. And when you back that up to childhood, as some people know, not everyone knows, but I grew up in a house with a lot of domestic violence, which clearly is the opposite of the relationship that I knew was possible.
Right.
Right. And so when you put all that together, you know, someone just asked me about inspiration earlier today, and it's like all of that to me was just, there's this seed of inspiration to continue to ask for and demand of myself what I knew was possible.
I love it.
We met, yeah. You know, you and I met when things were in flux of me really being that demand to myself of clearing out the old energies, and inviting in the new possibility.
I love it. That is so awesome. You know, tell me, for people who are in some of the things you do in delicious leadership and delicious dating, why don't we give some inspiration for people who are dating?
Cool. Yeah. And it's funny because the whole thing to me, it comes down to like really being willing to lead yourself, right? So luscious leadership is about being more deeply present with yourself, being strategically aware, and being courageously kind with yourself in any of these given moments. So with dating, you know, it's like, are you willing to acknowledge that most of the stuff that's going on isn't even yours, and that the other, you know, people tend to end up being so nervous or excited, and it all gets tripped up. Like if you could just be in those moments and literally think to yourself, okay, everything is the opposite of what appears to be right now, or who does this belong to? Like, you know, and being willing to be the space of you, and a great tool for that is, you know, like what energy, space, and consciousness can be my body be to be me, to
love
be the aggressive presence and kindness and space of possibilities of me.
Well, I am so excited to be part of the new book, Relationships Done Easy. So behind the scenes, I actually helped support the creation of the book, although I wasn't an editor at all, and I didn't have to write, so I just kind of got to be the wind beneath the book's wings. It's called Relationships Done Easy. Dana, why don't you tell us a little bit about your chapter? Tell us the title and some of your delicious tips for being delicious wee.
I love this book. I'm so excited and proud about this book and all of the amazing authors and the contribution it already is beginning to be to the world. So my chapter is Delicious We, being the luscious leader of your love life. And again, it just keeps coming back to being present with yourself and the other person and functioning from the space of like, okay, what can I be or do different here? And what's required here for me and for us? And in my chapter there, I think I overwrote my chapter and I had to cut it back, but I think I laid in about 5 delicious wee tips. Right. And there's a link to my website where you get to go to this private page where there's 10 delicious wee tips, and then all of that is converted into a life hack, you know, so it's the same tool, but gives you a way to use it in work or with your other relationships.
Wow. So that is so amazing. About that. So how can we get a hold of you, Dana? How can we find out more?
DanaLewis.com. So DanaLewis.com. Everything's on there.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Erica. Congratulations on this too. It's fabulous.
Yeah, you too.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.